We'd like to introduce Dr. Leah, who's a regular contributor on Chat with Women, with her tip this morning. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, good.
Good, good.
She's breathing a sigh of
relief.
She's
breathing.
Good.
Good.
Well, we want to hear your tip because it is so important. Rochelle and I have, every time we have a show about this kind of stuff, we have to go to a health food store and buy, you know.
You know,
so.
We stocked up last
week,
ago.
Yeah.
And you
I
guys
just,
must have so much stuff.
We are just so healthy.
Yeah, we keep working on this, health. So what's your tip today?
Well, this one is about something that can really help with the flu. So have you recently been exposed to the flu? Or, you know, with flu season peaking right now, supposedly the swine flu season, swine flu, not the influenza A regular flu. The swine flu season is peaking right now and possibly on the decline, but there's still the possibility that you might be exposed. So if you are, one of the best things out there to really help prevent from getting sick is something called Sambucus. What in the world is Sambucus? Sambucus is also called elderberry.
See, I know Sambuco, but I don't know Sambucus.
Well, Sambuco is an alcohol.
Sambuco or Sambucol. There is elderberry wine, actually.
Well, yeah, there
that
is.
That doesn't
there
have the same effect.
It doesn't have the same
elderberry's
effect.
Elderberry's been kind of the big new buzzberry, you know. So explain it to us. I mean,
well, elderberry specifically has the ability to stop the virus from entering your cells. And when that happens, the virus can't replicate, and then it dies. This is true for H1N1 or the swine flu, but it's also true for the regular flu, any type of influenza A or B. This elderberry will actually kill it. It can also just kind of keep you from getting it, too, because it stops the replication. It stops it from getting built up in your system and hopefully you getting sick.
Now, this isn't a real berry. Isn't this like you have to take a pill or a powder or something?
Well, it is a berry. I'm not sure where it's grown, but where I've seen it mostly is in a tincture form, which is a liquid herbal, or a extract. And an extract is like a syrup. And that's where you see it's called Sambucol extract. I've seen that at the store. You can take it either way. But it is a berry, and I'm not sure where it grows natively. So it's something that I stocked up on it because my mother had the flu, and I took it while I was taking care of her down here, and I didn't get sick. And I've had many other patients say that they haven't gotten sick, and they've been taking it as well. So it's something you need to take preventatively, but it's also something that if you know you've been exposed, to really increase the dose that you are taking.
Is that for children, too?
Yes, yeah, I gave it to my son. I have an 8-year-old son, and I gave him some of the tincture, which a lot of times tinctures are made with alcohol, but this particular one, because it's a berry, is made with glycerin. Mm. And so it has a sweet taste. Plus, you can buy the extract. There's a Sambucol, I think is the name of it, extract that is very sweet. It's a berry. And I put it on a spoon and gave it to my son that way, but you can also put it in water and have them drink it.
How much do we take, Dr. Leah?
Well, the tincture form, you definitely don't have to take as much as the extract. The tincture usually comes in a dropper bottle, and you would take like a couple dropper folds and a little bit of water.
Okay.
Whereas the extract is like half a teaspoon to one teaspoon once or twice a day.
Okay.
I would say once a day if you haven't been exposed, but if you know you've been exposed, you can increase that to 2 or 3 times a day even.
Okay.
It's very safe, and there's, like all the other berries that are out there, also have beneficial effects. This one specifically has the affinity to stop the virus from getting into the cell.
But like Pam said, it's not like you can go to the freezer and pick up elderberry. I mean, we don't see elderberries running around here.
No. No, not that I'm aware of, but I've seen it in definitely, I had this berry concentrate drink that I always put in my electrolytes in the morning, and it has elderberry in it, but it also has blackberry and raspberry and some other stuff, and that's fine. You don't have to get straight elderberry. You can get a mixture.
I think it's really exciting to know that there's actually something out there that can help the flu without having to actually take the shot. We have a story we heard just recently, and I think it's something I'd like to share. It was somebody in Canada that we've talked to about coming on the show where her her sister's husband ended up having a shot, an H1, in one shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And within a few days, had a heart attack and died.
Oh.
And then in this town, there were six deaths, small town, from, and every one of them had had the shot.
Mm.
Now, you could say that it was a bad shot. You could say a lot of things, but the point remains is that, you know, her, this information is not getting out about everyone runs and gets the shot, and is it really causing some other problems? And so I think it's just being aware and making the right decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather do something natural like this.
Elderberry, Sambucil. Yeah, I would too.
And then, you know, double up on your vitamin D like you told us before.
Exactly. That's the other part.
Yeah, which is what I did when I had a cold. I doubled up. And, you know, it's really easy to do. We just take an extra 5,000 at night, you know. It's a pill. It's mm-hmm. so easy mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that it shortened the duration of the cold lasting a week instead of sometimes people have their colds last weeks and weeks and weeks in this time of year.
Yeah, this time of year because we're colder, but, you know, our immune system is lower inside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get out and exercise as much in the air. And, that's elderberry. If you can find elderberry on at the store, I would definitely recommend people getting it and taking it during this winter.
But we're going to go get it, that's for sure.
Another
stop. Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Leah. Why don't you give out your information so our listeners can contact you?
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. Excuse me. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
You betcha. Have a great day, Dr. Leah.
All right, you too. Thanks
a lot.